Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Hi, and welcome to Nutrition Prescription. I'm your host, Angela Atkins of Your Health Unbound. And today I am honored to have with me Kelly Saganac. Kelly has been training counselors for 20 years, but then she decided to go in a different direction that was more personally fulfilling to her and not so academic. Growing up with generalized anxiety and undiagnosed ADD, she found self-healing from her own eating disorder, and that helped her feel her calling to serve women in a different way. She started blogging and then launched her site, Simply Sublime Coaching. From there, she has trained as a life coach and has plans now to write a book in the spring of 2017. As her practice grows, she knows she is doing exactly what she is designed to do. Her specific niche are female entrepreneurs who are distracted and anxious and use food to cope. Kelly's going to talk to us today about changing our relationship with anxiety. So welcome, Kelly.
Thank you, Angela. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. And I understand today we're going to be hitting three specific things about anxiety. So I'm going to let you start out with the very first one and help us talk about how we change the way we think about anxiety.
Yes, awesome. My coaching philosophy is causal coaching, and that's where we get to the source of our problems. And since my joy work is working with female entrepreneurs around distractions and feeling anxious, the perfect place to begin to address our relationship with anxiety is how we think about it. So often, and I've done this myself, trying to relieve anxiety over my lifetime, I've always been doing things to change how I feel. More of this, more of that, you know, I felt like the only way, and that's what I was told, was to deal with anxiety, was to do something about it, or medicate it, when what I've learned over the years and through my own training as is the best place to start with changing our relationship with anxiety is how we think about it. Because anxiety is a normal emotion, it's a common emotion, it's the reason we're here today, because it's helped us survive as a species. However, we've become somewhat self-indulgent with it, and the way we think about it often creates the type of anxiety that is not serving us. It's not the anxiety that helps us survive.
Can you explain that a little bit, how anxiety helps us survive?
Well, when you think about way back when we needed to survive in terms of fight or flight, to get out of danger, to get out of harm's way, that's where anxiety serves us, where we suddenly feel that rush of emotion that means get out, escape, get away. That anxiety is the anxiety that helps us survive.
I see.
It's like when my 13-year-old decides in the middle of the night when I go down to get a drink of water to jump out and scare me. That's a whole different anxiety than the one that we're manifesting in our lives daily that doesn't serve us. So I like to make that separation. It's not about completely getting anxiety out of our life, because it's a very common and normal emotion, but it's about this other anxiety that we're manifesting that simply doesn't serve us and comes from how we think. The anxiety that we use to survive is a reaction. It comes directly from the limbic system part of the brain that we don't think about. It just is automatic. Fight or flight, get out. But this other one comes from a thought that we create in our minds.
I see. Okay. So how do you propose that we change the way we think about anxiety?
We have to begin to learn to change our thinking. Every thought we have is optional. And that can be such an amazing gift just to recognize that everything that you and I think, even sitting here today, is an optional thought. So if I think to myself, I'm not worthy, I'm not enough, oh my God, if I have to do this speech in front of these people, what are they going to think about me? They're going to laugh at me. I'm no good at speaking. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a fraud. That's going to probably create a generalized sense of anxiety in my body if right. I think those thoughts. However, I can choose to think different thoughts, and this takes practice and commitment. I can choose to think thoughts like, I am worthy. I do know my topic. I do know what I'm talking about. I am worth standing up in front of these people and delivering my message. I might still have some sense of nervousness and kind of eagerness and anticipation in my body, but it's a different thought that creates a different emotion that then allows me to show up in my life and serve, lead, and be the entrepreneur, the leader that I'm intended to be.
So do you use things like affirmations or some other skill to develop these positive thoughts?
Absolutely. I use a lot of exercises with my clients. I teach them, first of all, I teach them the model that any circumstance in our lives gives us the opportunity to create a thought about it. That thought, it then creates a feeling. Though it's the feelings that drive our actions, and then it's the actions that create the results in our lives. So if I want to feel a certain way, then I need to create a thought that helps manifest that. So I teach my clients the thought model on how to work those models. I also teach them how to do daily thought downloads. If I'm feeling anxious, what I need to do is find a quiet space and sit and download everything I'm thinking that's creating this feeling of anxiety in my body.
So I think we're on the same page because I do similar things with my clients, not to the extent that you do, but it really is changing your mindset to change your lifestyle.
Right.
That's the very first session I have with yep. my clients. You need to change your mindset in order to make any changes in your life.
Yes.
So I agree with that 100%. Yeah.
So we start there, and I teach them to ask themselves some powerful questions around, if this thought is creating anxiety for me, which then causes me to not lead in a way that is most serving, and then creates results that I don't want, why am I choosing to think that thought?
Really? So if they get to that point, how do they cross that barrier? To some people, it's, yeah, I realize I'm doing this, but how do I make that change?
It's a daily practice. So I do help them discover new thoughts. First of all, I want them to be really, really, really clear that it's their thinking that's creating the anxiety. A lot of people don't believe that. A lot of people think it's the circumstance that's creating the anxiety. It's not. Because you might think a thought about a circumstance that's totally different than the thought I think about the same circumstance. Mm-hmm. So first of all, they have to really realize the model, the thought model. Then I can begin to ask them, and they can begin to contemplate and explore, what would they rather be thinking? What would they rather be feeling than anxiety?
So does that go into your second point of changing the way you feel about anxiety?
It does, because oftentimes I can choose to feel about anxiety in a way that's panicked, angry. Like, I feel anxious. It's not that I don't ever feel anxious, but I use anxiety now more as Oh, kind of a friend, kind of a check-in, kind of a, okay, what's going on with me that I'm feeling anxious here in the moment? And then I can check in with my thoughts. But before, years ago, when I would feel anxious, I would get really angry at myself. I would feel anger towards my anxiety, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes, it does. Let me just ask you this. So if you have a client that's going through this, and they're trying to discover all these things personally about their anxiety, do you have them journal or do something that they can refer back to like validate themselves and to realize as they grow how far they've come?
I do. I send all my clients a journal when they sign up with me. So journaling is important. I give them journal prompts. I give them lots of homework. I often send them inspirational books to read that I usually think about a book when I'm working with a client that I think might be helpful for them. So I send them a book and I give them lots of prompts to journal and to notice. They have to become very connected to their body and their mind to understand the relationship that's happening. And I think journaling is a great way to do that.
Great.
Absolutely. So being able to respond from a place of compassion with their anxiety versus anger, judgment, criticism, because that only creates more anxiety.
So it's about a path of self-love, basically, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We're so critical of ourselves.
Right.
We're the very first ones that say, oh, how horrible you are, or you're making a bad choice, rather than saying, why am I doing this? Let me find the reasons and then come out to a sense of loving yourself and not hating yourself for having this knee-jerk reaction. You have to
absolutely do it. Yes, I totally believe that, because that was been one of the most transformative things for me and for my clients, is when I feel anxious, not to suddenly judge it, just be with it from a place of curiosity, compassion, gentleness, kindness. Often that's all I need and my clients need for it to subside.
Mm-hmm.
But if I come at it angry and harsh and, oh my God, you're anxious again, it only spirals it.
Right.
And so that's what I mean by changing how we feel about anxiety.
That makes perfect sense, because I have a feeling that we're our own worst enemies when it comes to things like that. We're quick to judge ourselves. We may not judge other people, but we're quick to judge ourselves.
Absolutely.
And we judge ourselves much more harshly. So if we learn to give ourselves the same kind of love and consideration we give other people, we'll come out from it feeling better and learning that the self-love will help reduce the anxiety.
Absolutely. It does often, just to sit with it. And I think too, what I notice is that because people are so afraid to feel the anxiety and they want to get away from it, which is then what often spirals women into eating, is to numb it, get away from it. Let me do anything I can to not feel it.
Is that your third point now? We're going into how we act towards anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That we're so afraid to just sit with it that we start doing all these things that actually make it worse or harm our bodies. We either, you know, the one area that I work with most is eating. We eat to try to get rid of it. But we can say openly that people do a lot of things to try to get rid of a negative emotion such as anxiety. Drink, use drugs, overwork, they over something,
right,
quote unquote, to try to numb out and get rid of that feeling of anxiety. So for me, how I help my clients react to anxiety or respond to it is just to acknowledge it, for one thing. Just notice it, acknowledge it. And then there's a variety of other actions that I can respond to anxiety with more compassion. Like if I have the space and the time in my day, I'll just take off for a walk. And often by the time I get back, it's gone.
Do you have them do things like that? When you said exercises, I also thought of, you know, the journaling, the affirmations, mm-hmm. all. But do you actually have them do physical things that help relieve the anxiety?
I do. I don't get to that until later, because I think what my experience has been is that we go to the doing first instead of changing how we think and feel about it.
Right.
Because I think when I change how I think and feel about anxiety, the actions that I tend to take are different.
Well, don't you think that the actions then have they solidified in your mind then? You really know why you're doing it. It's not
right.
You're just doing something. It's like somebody going to the gym who hasn't been to the gym for years. They'll go through the motions, but they may have really bad form and they wind up hurting themselves and then they don't want to do it again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to know why I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to take a walk because my body is telling me it needs to move. It needs to stretch out. It needs to be with nature. It needs to get some fresh air. I also, though, teach my clients how to do belly breathing, which is in the freebie that I'll send you. That can be something I can do in my office if I'm working, if I'm about to give a presentation, if I'm about to meet with a client. I can't just go take a walk. So I could do some belly breathing, and then I can do some visualization. I could journal.
Tell us a little bit about visualizations. I know this it's been a hot topic for quite some time. People will talk about, you know, getting guided visualizations or, you know, visualizations that you do yourself. Give us a little example or something that will give us an idea of how visualizations work in your practice.
I really inspire my clients to find their own visualizations, the ones that really work for them. It might be a favorite place that they've visited and gone to that just totally zens them out, like a beach or a mountain or a nature walk. Like on my screen of my computer, you can't see it, but I have a picture of a hummingbird at one of the feeders.
Oh.
I absolutely love hummingbirds. And so just visualizing sitting outside and the little hummers flying around and doing some deep breathing with maybe some music playing in the background if I have it. If not, just visualizing those hummingbirds can bring such a sense of ease to me.
I know exactly what you mean. I carry my phone around with me everywhere I go. You know, these days your life is on your phone. And when I feel slightly distressed, I just open it up and look at my screensaver, which is my dogs.
There you go.
I go home every day and the first thing I do is I sit with them and I pet them, which I can feel my blood pressure coming down.
Yep.
You've worked all day, you're tired. So just seeing that triggers those memories, and that's exactly what I wanted to kind of put together, that when you change the way you think about it and how you feel about it, it all becomes so natural, which it doesn't feel like when they start with you. I'm certain that they don't understand how am I ever going to get there.
And you know what, Angela, what I teach my clients and what I help them do is so simple.
It's so simple looking back.
But it's not
in the middle of it. It's so difficult.
Yeah.
I've had points in my life that anxiety and fear have taken over. And without being able to get your mind wrapped around what you needed to know, that this is temporary, this isn't life-threatening,
right,
you can make it change.
Yeah.
Without that, you just feel lost. You feel totally lost. And you feel like you're floundering. So getting somebody who can guide you, and I would think for the most part as a counselor, you feel like you're a guide or a mentor. You're not really doing it for them. You're showing them how they do it themselves. And I think that's what's so important.
Yes, yes. And I think that's why I just love coaching, because it's a way they have complete control over what they decide to do. My clients, all of us, they have to create their own protocols or it's not going to work. But it's holding them accountable, teaching them some different skills around thinking and feeling and acting, and then supporting them through that process of discovery.
That's fantastic. So I imagine everything is personalized, that there's no set routine. So when a client comes to see you, you have to really delve into what it is they personally need, and you work through the process with them. You partner with them.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. I like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It has to work for them. And so helping them discover, you know, what thoughts are going to serve them. As you said, affirmations. Even my desktop right here, my computer down here, I've got all these sticky notes of some of my favorite affirmations. It's amazing. I just love it. And I can just read them and just feel so inspired.
So a mind that is troubled by excessive anxiety in your practice, you see with the specific group of people you work with, these female entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. that most of their response to that is to use food to cope.
Yes.
So give me an example of how you would take somebody through the process. I obviously know we don't have enough time to go anywhere in depth, but just like give an overview if someone came to you, what they could expect to see in your practice.
Well, the first thing that we have to do is get connected. And so I really want to know what it is they want to achieve. And oftentimes, I'm just going with some common themes. They want their businesses to thrive. They've got great ideas. They're bright, savvy, sassy women that know exactly what they want. But anxiety and distractions just totally are running the show instead of them. And so first and foremost, it's getting that journal out and beginning to notice what's going on in their minds and then what feelings are being created, which is usually anxiety, which then has them compulsively reaching for food, you know, grabbing food, eating all day, eating at their desk, eating at their car, doing anything to get rid of anxiety, which then oftentimes then the women I work with are overeating, and so there might be some weight issues involved. So then I teach them about the four different kinds of eating so that they're very, very aware of whether they're fuel eating or joy eating or storm eating. Or
that's interesting. I've never heard these terms before. Can you give us like a brief description of them?
There's four that I've been trained in, and they start, the one that we want to ultimately do to be compassionate and mindful towards our bodies is fuel eating. That's when we eat just to fuel our bodies. It's pretty self-explanatory. And again, that's for each woman to decide what her fuel food is. There's fog eating, which is the one that's when we sit down with the bag of popcorn when we're watching the World Series. And by the time suddenly we're at the bottom of the bag and we don't even know how we got there.
That's happened to, I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me.
So that's that disconnection.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm full. I'm even mindful that I'm eating. I'm just this, just eating. That's one that's so common. And then there's storm eating, which is the binge eating where I exactly know I'm diving into the bag of Oreos when I get home and I know I'm going to eat them and I'm going to eat them all because I'm so anxious and I have to get rid of it. So storm eating is I know I'm doing it and I'm doing it because I've got to get rid of these feelings in my body.
And is that the primary type of eater you see in your practice?
The primary that I see are fog and storm.
Okay.
And then there's joy eating, and that's the one where we schedule that. And I help my clients learn that it's not about never eating anything that you absolutely love. I love cheesecake. My son and I absolutely adore cheesecake. So if I want to have a piece of cheesecake, I schedule it. I know that I'm going to have it. I'm mindful that we're going out to dinner and he and I are going to split a piece of cheesecake. It's
nice.
It's not I'm diving into it to relieve a feeling.
It's more of a celebration.
Absolutely.
Very interesting. I've not heard about these types of eatings. I find it makes perfect sense. And I find that the fog and the storm, many people who are having trouble with anxiety are going to be in that range. I know before I got control of my own eating problems, I was probably in that fog eating a lot. I wasn't so much, I would say early on I was in this storm, but then I grew to get sick and realize that I was making myself sick. So I think without the awareness of what you're doing, it's so easy to fall into these patterns. So that's really interesting. I think that's something that people who recognize themselves when they listen to this and say, oh yeah, I fall into that pattern. You're the type of person that they need to come and see. You already understand that. You already know how to work with them. So I think that that's a great, it's a great descriptor for people to say, oh my, that's me.
And if I know why I'm eating or why I'm not eating, I can then begin to make choices about that and change my thinking around that. And if I suddenly become aware that I'm anxious and I'm eating, I can then choose to think something different and do something different than eat. I can meditate. I can play with my dog. I can go for a walk. I can do a number of different things, a visualization, belly breathing. I can have the opportunity to do something different for my body instead of compulsively overeating. And I have to say that I was trained in those four styles of eating from my coach training, which is from the Life Coach School. I need to make sure I put that plug in there. I didn't write those, create those. That's my training. But I'm honored to be able to spread that knowledge.
Well, that's great, because I think that leads right into your offer for the listeners. And I think it's a really good one. For our listeners, you're willing to give a very special price on three coaching sessions with you. And I think that's a great start for anybody who has anxiety, especially your niche clients, your female entrepreneurs, because I know that today, there's so many people starting their own business, becoming entrepreneurs, and jumping into it without really being grounded to do it. And this is going to be a method of helping ground you.
Yes.
So I'm going to open it up to you to explain how people get three coaching sessions with you at a reduced price.
Yes, I am offering three 45-minute coaching sessions for $197. And I have a coupon code that I'm using, simply three, the number three.
And all of this will be underneath the actual podcast. You'll be able to click the link and use the coupon code simply three to get the reduction. Her regular price is $697 for three sessions. So this is an amazing offer she is giving to the listeners, a reduction of $500. So you'll have that link right on the page to click. In addition to that, if you just want a taste of what Kelly does, she has a free offer for you called Changing Your Relationship with Anxiety, Three Simple Steps. And I assume that expounds on what we were talking about today.
It's pretty much everything we talked about, Angela, in a two-page PDF.
Great. So we'll also have that link under the podcast. Just click those links, go through. You'll be able to connect with Kelly and her material. And she's at simplysublimecoaching.com.
And there's contact information in the site also.
Great. So if you want to get in contact with Kelly, please go to her website, simplysublimecoaching.com. Is there an email address they can get you at, or do you prefer the contact on your site?
No, absolutely. It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at simplysublimecoaching.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kelly. Really appreciate this talk. I think this is very helpful in this age of ever-growing entrepreneurs, especially women coming into the business who may have for years not been involved in their own business, either working for someone else or stay-at-home moms trying to make their way. So much anxiety is around business today. It's not like it was 10, 15 years ago where you could jump in with both feet and just figure out as you're going. There's so much competition these days that I think it raises that anxiety level. So having someone like you to help them through it is just a great gift.
Yeah, it's my honor.
I am so pleased to have you here. Thank you again, Kelly, for joining me.
Thank you, Angela.
This has been a wonderful interview. Thank you for joining me, Angela Atkins, on Nutrition Prescription, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.